You'll start over again. Daf Yud Aleph, the last Gemara in the Omer Aleph. The last Gemara was Boy Minei Resh Lakish Me Rav Yochanan. Resh Lakish asked the Shaila from Rav Yochanan that Edim HaChasumim Al HaGet, that we have Edim that signed on a get, Ushmoisayin Kishem Asadik Kechopim, and their names are the same names as Goyim. In other words, they have a Goyish name. It's not a famous Goyish name. It's not a shameless Muvok, but it's a name that could be a Jew, could be a Goy. So he asked him, Mal, what's the loch? Is it good or not? So Rashi learns, Lachshura b'yedim misira. Such a star, is it good? In other words, Goyim's, we don't know who signed on it. There's a get that was written, Rashi learns, in Eretz Yisrael, and the Edim that signed on it, their names were so-so, Jack and Joe. We don't know if the Jews are Goyim. So Shaul's Mal, is the get poslim zuyas mitoichoi or not? Could we use it with Edim misira or not? Omalai, so he answered back, Loiboli Yadenu, this case didn't come to my hand. Ella, only a case of Lucas Veluz. Only a case of Lucas Veluz. This case came to me. The Yacharnu, and that I said was kosher. Another, and the Diak is Vadafka Lucas Veluz. Only such famous Goyish names. This is like Shameless Mufakim. Lucas Veluz. Only Goyim have these names. Therefore it's kosher. That no Jews have such names like that. Therefore, everybody knows who signed on this star, even a get isha, is a goy. And therefore, later, when we want to give it over, we will not use these edim, because we'll all know these edim are goyim, but rather we'll use two kosher edim misiras, therefore it's kosher. But the diach was, avol shmoso achrina, other names, like Jack and Joe, that sometimes a Jew has such a name also. It could be that a Jew also has a name like Jack and Joe. Therefore, be possible. That would be a shal of mizuyif mitaychai, that we can't use such a star because we have to be afraid that maybe really this Joe was a guy. But later when we come to give over the get to the wife, people will make a mistake and think, listen, Joe signed in the get, Isha, most probably he was a Jew, and they'll come to rely on him that he should be the Edim Misiram, therefore it's possible. And this Gemara says, Eis, we have a kasha to you. We learned Alocha, the sefer that says, Gitin ha-boyim imdina sayom. If you have a get that was written in America, V'yedim chasumim aleim. And you have Edim that signed inside this get. Afal pi shesh moisayin. Even though the names are Jack and Joe, which could be misled by Goyim, this is a name that some Jews use it, and some Goyim use it, still Ksherim, the locher is, this get is kosher. And Rashi says, Ksherim means even to use these Edim, Fedi Chasima. In other words, we are going to say that these Jack and Joe are Jews, and therefore it's a kosher Ashtar. And the reason is why? Because most of the Jews living in America also have such names like that. It's normal outside Eretz Yisrael to have names like Goyim. So therefore, a name that could be Jewish, could be Goyish, still we say it's kosher. So that's the stira, the first Christ who said not like that. First he answered back, only names of Lucas Veluz, real, special, famous Goyish names, then it's kosher. But a name like Jack and Joe would be possible. And here we're saying names like Jack and Joe is kosher. So Gemara says, Poshit, Hosom Kirtoni Taima. The last Tosefta, it says the reason itself why it's kosher. It says clearly because there we're talking about the get was written in America. Chutz from Eretz Yisrael. And there the Svari is Mifnei, Sherev Yisrael, Sherev Chutz Loretz, because most Jews living outside Eretz Yisrael, they have English names. Their names are like Goyim. So therefore, in America, if you have a guy called Jack and Joe signing the get. So, Stamazai, the Svar is, Goyim don't have to do with Gitin Oshim. Most probably, when you see a get, most probably we would say it's the Jews that signed in it. Just in Eretz Yisrael itself, in Eretz Yisrael, most Jews have Jewish names. Yaakov Moshe. Therefore, if you find the get written in Eretz Yisrael with a name like Jack and Joe, there we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim, because most Jews in Eretz Yisrael do not have such names. So therefore, it's a good doubt maybe the Goyim. Therefore, the get is possible. But a get that was written in America, Chutz Loretz, there, since most people there, most Jews there, have such names like the Goyim, so then it's not even a doubt. You see a name like Jack and Joe in America. So now, most probably, who has to do with Gittin? Jews. Is it odd to see a name like Jack and Joe for a Jew? No, it's normal. So therefore, we'll say for sure that this Jack and Joe in America are Jews, and therefore they get this kasha. So therefore, there's no steer to the first brisa. In Eretz Yisrael, that most Jews have Jewish names, a Jack and Joe, they're a puzzle, because we have a good doubt, maybe it's a guy. But in America, most probably it's a Jew, therefore it's kosher. Now, some say like this, Kimas Nisa Boi Minei. Some say that the original Shiloh, that Resh Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, was not in the case like in Eretz Yisrael, but was the case like here, like Chutz Loretz. What's going to be if a get was written in Chutz Loretz that has a name like Jack and Joe on it? Is it kosher or not? That was the question. And they answered right away, Uposhet Lemi Masnisa. And they gave the answer right away from this last Tosefta's, last Brice we brought down, that says, Gittin Haboyim Medina Sayom. As long as the Gittin HaKosha there, Kosruos Mamanashach. If it's a real famous Goyish name, so then that's called Shemus Mufokim, it's Kosher al Shemus Mufokim. If it's not a real famous Goyish name, but it could be 50-50, then we say most probably, or we say for sure, was a Jew, because Jews have to do with Gittin and not Goyim. Therefore, the get is kosher that comes from Medina Sayyam. Now the Mishnah says like this, Ha'oimer tein get zeh liishti. A husband tells a shliach, I want you to give this get to my wife. Or else, shtar shichru zeh liavdi. The master tells the shliach, give this shtar shichr to my eved. And the shliach took it and went on his road. He went to give it. Now, imrotso lachso v'shneyem yachsor, divrei Rabbi Meir. In both cases, the husband or the master could retract. As long as the shliach did not give over the get yet or the shtar yet, the master or husband could retract. In other words, because Rabbi Meir holds, it's a chav, it's something bad for a lady to receive a get. And it's something bad for an eved to be freed. So therefore, the klal is ain chovin liyadim shlei b'fonov. That when the shliach takes the shtar, he cannot like acquire it for the eved until the eved really takes it. So as long as the eved did not receive it yet, nothing took place yet. Therefore, if the master wants to retract, he has a right to retract and say, "You shliach, I don't want you to be my shliach anymore," and he can't give over the get. That's what Rav Meir holds. We'll soon see. The Chacham Maimer and the Chacham say no. The Gitei Noshim, we agree to you. It's true. It's bad for a lady to get a get. She loses her panosa like this. The husband supports her. Now that she gets a get, she has no more support. It's bad for her. So therefore, the shliach cannot be zeicha for the wife. So the husband could retract as long as she did not receive it yet. Avoloi b'shechruri avodim. But the Chacham say that an eved to be freed, it's a schus for him. He's gaining on the deal. He's free. He doesn't have to work anymore. So therefore, as soon as the master gave over this get to a shliach, we say, Zochen liyodem shlei b'fonov, something that's a schus, something that's good for you, somebody could do it for you without asking you, without your permission even. So therefore, as soon as the shliach received the get shichrer, right away it's chal. Right away the eved like goes out free, and therefore, or at least for this much, that the master cannot retract. And the Mishnah says the reason, Lufei shezochen liyodem shlei b'fonov, something that's a schus, that's good for you. Somebody could do it for you without asking you, not in front of you. But we ain't chavin loy el b'fonov. By a get isha, we can't do something bad for her, only in front of her. So as long as she did not accept the get, the husband could retract. And it says now, shem yirtzeh shelei lozen es avdoi rishoy. Because when a master, when an eved goes out free, one thing you could say maybe he's losing out is that now the master won't support him anymore. So maybe it's also called the chav. The chav would say no, because if the master wanted, even when he was working, he had a right to tell him, I'm not going to feed you anymore. The master does not have a chiyuv to support his slave. So therefore, when he frees you, it's only a total gain for the eved. There's no loss at all. Because the other way we would think, maybe it's a little loss. Because when he's an eved, the master has to feed him. Now that he's free, the master doesn't feed him. So that's a chum say no, that if the master wanted to, even when he was an eved, he did not have to feed him. But if a husband says, I don't want to support my wife, he's not allowed to. He has the chiyuv to support his wife. Therefore, for a wife to receive a get, it's called a chav. It's called something there for her, so it's only done when she receives it. So that's what the Chum said back to Reb Meir. On this, Omar lehem, Reb Meir says back, no, v'arehu poysel esav d'minat shruma. What's going to be if the master is a kohen? So the halacha is now the eved of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. When the master gives him his get shurcha frees him, he can't eat truma anymore. So it's called the chav, he's losing out. So the chum answered back, kishem shu pois lesishtoi. This is what the Reb Meir says back. That just like his wife can't eat truma, the same way the eved can't eat truma anymore. So the eved is losing out, it's called the chav. On this Amrullah, the Chum said back, Mibnei Shu Kinyonoi. It's a different reason. That when the master freezes ever, the reason why he doesn't need Trum anymore, it's not really a Chav. It's just the Mitzvah says that he's not the Kinyon, he's not owned by the Kohen anymore. There's a special halacha, whatever the Kohen owns is also Lari Truma. And we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. So and we'll see.
Why can't he give the same choice as the first time, that he doesn't have to give him to eat from the Truma either?
Right. It's also good. But a little difference would be is though, he could buy truma himself also. He can get it. He's allowed to eat it though. If he's an eved of a kayin, he's allowed to eat truma. Where does he get his truma? He can go to the market and buy it. It's very cheap. Because not too many people could eat truma. So they sell it cheap. So as long as you're an eved of a kayin, you could eat truma, it's a schus for you. But when he frees you, you lose that schus. The Gemara talks about it now. The Gemara says like this. Yosef Rav Huna was sitting. Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Came with Reb Yirmiyah, in front of Reb Yirmiyah. The Yosef Reb Yirmiyah become an amnin. So far, Reb Yirmiyah was like dozing off, taking a doze. He was sleeping a little bit. So the Yosef Rav Huna sat there. In other words, Rav Huna and Reb Yitzchak Reb Yosef were talking together in front of Reb Yirmiyah that was sleeping. So Rav Huna said like this: Rav Huna Komar, Shema Mina Med Rabbanan. L'chur, we have a proof from the Mishnah, from the Rabbanan of the Mishnah, that ha-toifes l'bal choyv, kona, that the Chumim say in the Mishnah, it's a schus for an eved to go out free. So therefore, this shliach, as soon as he receives the get, the shtar shichru, right away he zeicher it for the eved goes out free. So l'chur, the shliach is only like a toifes l'bal choyv. He's like grabbing the shtar shichru for the eved. So you want to tell me now, somebody that's toifes, for a Baal Chayv is Kona. And that's a Machlaikis if it's Kona or not. So Gemara said, and further, Omalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosef, V'yafilu b'mokim shechav li'acherim. If you want to say our mission is a case of Teifus la'Baal Chayv, then you should have a proof even when it's Chav, when it's bad for somebody else. Teifus la'Baal Chayv means like this. Reuven owes Shimon $100. Reuven owes Shimon. So Shimon's friend, when he's walking down the streets, he sees Shimon own something, so he wants to grab that $100 away from Reuven to give it to Shimon. So that's one halacha. Could you be typhus? Could somebody else grab the money for the bachay for Shimon? So you want to say our mission holds yes, that the shliach could grab the get shichra for the eved. So he said back to him, if you say that's what we're talking about here, then you should have a proof even when it's a chav lacherim. Chav lacherim would mean, let's say Reuven owes two people money. Reuven owes Shimon, and he also owns Levi. So if Shimon's friend now comes and grabs the $100 for Shimon, he's making Levi lose out. Because like this, maybe Levi would have come and collected the $100. Like this, Reuven owes two people $100. He owes Shimon, and he owns Levi. So now for somebody to grab the money away from Reuven to give it to Shimon, that's a big question if he could do it. Because true, it's a gain for Shimon, but it's a loss for Levi. Who said you could do that? So Amalei, he answered back in, yes, I don't care, like, yes, you're right. From our Mishnah, we have a proof that Teifus Lebal Chayv helps, even when it's a Chav L'Cherim. That the friend of Shimon has the right to grab the money away from Reuven, even though Levi is also at stake and lose out, so what? Teifus Lebal Chayv is Chav. That's what Rav Huna was saying. On this, Adahoch, in the meantime, Issa Abu Rabbi Yemir. Rabbi Yemir woke up, like they were talking in front of him, and now he woke up. Amalu and Rabbi Yirmiyah said back to them, Daradiki, like children, that you like you're wrong. And Hochi Yom Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said, that Ha Toifes Labal Choy B'mokim Shechav Le'acherim Loikana. Not like you said, it's not true. If you want to be Toifes, grab money for a Bal Choy, you want to grab money, you're a friend of Shimon, you want to grab the money for Shimon away from Reuven, But in a case where another person, Levi, is losing out because Reuven also borrowed money from Levi, you have no right to do it. Leikona. Like you can't do something that's a chav, that's there for somebody else. So if so, v'yimtoyim mishnah seinu. If so, what is the pshat now, mishnah? How come the shliach now, as soon as the master gives over the get shichra to the shliach, how come the shliach now could be zoicha, take this get like and be zoicha for the eved? He's like ripping it away from the master, and it's a chav for the master, that the master can't retract anymore. So you see, you could be tofas for the eved, even though it's a loss for the master. So Gemara says the mishnah is different. I'll tell you, koloi metinu, koim mezuchudami. That as soon as the master told the shliach tenu, take it and give it over, it's as if you are telling him now to be zochui. So Rashi says, koim mezuchudami. The yain's like a shah toif. It is not like a regular toif, it's a bal choiv. El abal also shliach. But over here, the master appointed this person to be a shliach. Liskois boy. To take this get shichra, to be kinder it, to acquire it right now for the eved. V'yavo pi shevet la yoda, even though the eved does not know about it yet, but the klal is zochum yodam, shlein of one of. So the kids of Rashi learns here it's much better. Here that the master appointed him a shliach, then he has a right to be tofas, to grab it and keep it for the eved, even though the master is losing out. But in the regular typhus means when Stam a friend of Shimon comes to grab the money, when Reuven did not appoint him to be a shliach, then it's not chal.
But here he's working for the
Balabas. That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara saying. Since the Balabas appointed him and said, "You take this shtar shichru for my yevid," here it's better. Here he appointed him to be the shliach. So when he appoints you to be a shliach, then you could be chal. Then you could be zecher for the yevid. There's a little bit of a chiddush it is, because it's not a complete zchus here. Even though the shliach now wants to take this shtar and give it over to the yevid, but it's a little loss for the master. Even though the master is saying, do it.
The shliach is really for the master.
For the master, right.
So it's like he's an extension of the master.
Okay, that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer.
The opposite, though. It should be just
why?
The
what?
Because
no.
If he's a shliach for the master, right?
Yeah. So then, now the Gemara wants to stop say that I'll tell you, Omar Rav Chizda, that this halacha that we just spoke about, of ha-toifas le-bal choy b'mokram shechav l'cherim, if somebody wants to grab for somebody when somebody else is at stake, is bono le-machloikis Rav Lezer Rabbonin. I'll tell you, that's machloikis tanoim. It's machloikis Rav Lezer Rabbonin. The Tanam, we're not like this. Mi she-likit es-a-peya. An usher, a rich man, was going down the street, the fields, and he saw a peya. He saw a field that was left over, the fruits were left over at the end of the fields, that we know when none is supposed to take it. Now this rich man is not going to take it for himself. But what did he do? The Yomi went and collected the fruits and said, Hare zu leploini yoni. I want to be zeicher with this peya for my friend, the yoni. I have a nice neighbor, a noni. He's allowed to take peya. So I want to collect this peya now for him. So that's a case of tofas lebal chayv. You're grabbing these fruits for your neighbor, the oni, but other aniyim are losing out. If you take it for your neighbor, then all the rest of the aniyim can't take it. It's chav l'cherim. So Reb Lezer loy mezochaloy. Reb Lezer says, yes, you have a right to be zeich and keep it and give it to your neighbor. So you see, teifas, a makam shechav is good. For the chachamim, the chachamim say no, yitnenu li'oni anim sarishim. The chachamim say, no, you have to give it to the first poor man you see. In other words, you can't keep it and give it to your poor man that you want to take it for. Because that's called teifas l'bachoy v'mokim shechav l'cherim. It's bad for all the other poor people. So nothing doing. Like you have to like put it down and let the first ani come and take it. So l'chur, you see, it's a machlekes Reb Lezer and the chachamim. It's a kasha and Reb Yechanan then. It wouldn't be a kasha, but the chachamim takas say it's not kaina. For l'chur, let's say it's a machlekes. So Mora says, no, Amar Meimah wants to say, V'yitayme Rav Papa, some say name of Rav Papa, Dilma Lohi. Maybe no, maybe this is not the machlekes Reb Lezer and the chachamim. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan loy kama Reb Eliezer Hassan. When did Reb Eliezer say his din? Maybe only over here by Teya. Here is something special. I'll tell you why. El demigo di boy mafkulu l'nichsei. True. This person that went to pick off the fruits was an usher, was a rich person. So he is not allowed to take Teya for himself. But he has a migo if he wants to, he can make himself poor. Di boy mafkulu l'nichsei can make all his nechassim hefker. He could say goodbye to all my nechassim. All his $1 million of property he gives away, he's mafka them. They're the yoni, then he'll become an oni. If you don't have $200, you're an oni. And then you'll be able to take the payah for yourself. Once you can take it for yourself, then there's a new svara of umigu de zocher lelenashay zocher lechavri. Something that you could do for yourself, so it's not worse than you do it for yourself. It's like you took it for yourself, and once you took it for yourself, now you have a right to give it to whoever you want. A teifus labal chayv means we're your Shimon's friend. You're taking this money now away from Reuven to give it to Shimon. Can you take the money for yourself? No, it has nothing to do with you. So then you can't grab it for somebody else when it's a chav for somebody else. But a migul, when you could take it for yourself, then we say for yourself you have a right to take it. That's not called a tofas labal chayv. You're taking it for yourself. Like Reuven, like Shimon himself. If Shimon himself would come down and take the money away from Reuven, of course he's allowed to. So therefore, if you would be an oni, you could take the payah for yourself. So migul, you could take it for yourself. That's a swell we consider as if you have it, and now you're giving it over to your friend. So maybe that's why Reb Lezer says you could be koina. Only over here. Aval hochalai, but in our case before, by Taifus Labal Chayv, where the money does not go to you, there's no way that you should get the money, maybe Reb Lezer agrees you cannot grab it for somebody else. Further, V'yad kan loy kama rabbonin hosam atayoso. Why did the rabbonin say here by Peya? Nothing doing. The usher cannot take this the payah for the oni. Ela dechsir, because it is a special posik. The posik says by payah loisalaket, don't take it loni. Really, the posik says really this is the end of the posik. Loisalaket, he can't take it, but rather loni tazavoy. He's supposed to leave it for the aniyim. So we dash in a smichas like this, as if the posik is telling us loisalaket loyoni, that you cannot collect it for an oni. That's what the posik is telling us. Like you read it together. If you're an usher, if you're a rich person, you have no right to collect the payah to give it to an oni. So there's a special gzeros akosiv in the pasha of payah that you cannot take it for somebody else. But maybe by regular money matters, when you want to grab the money for your friend, maybe there you could. So therefore we have no proof that that's the machlokes we are blessed of Rabbanan all over. It could be the special machlokes only by payah and not by other places. Now the Gemara says so, for Rabbi Eliezer, that says even by payah, yes, the usher could take the payah for another oni. If so, hain loy salakat mai ovidlei, what does he do with this pasuk that says clearly, loy salakat li oni, you should not collect it for an oni. What does he do with this pasuk? So Gemara answers, mi boyilei li hazir li oni yashaloi. He uses this pasuk to teach us, what's going to be if an oni? An oni himself that has a field and grows fruits on it, he could be a noni. He doesn't make enough money to live on. So he's still called a noni. He still has to leave over payah. That's the chiddush over here. Like Rashi says, oni haruya lita payah. A noni that's poor doesn't make his own living. He's allowed to take payah. V'yesh lo sodden, he has his own field. His hero akosel v'niach ba payah. The postik is still telling you, you still have to leave over at the end of your fields payah for other aniyim. That's what the postik means. Loisalaket loni means if you're a noni, you can't take it for yourself. In other words, you have to leave it over for other anim. But our koponim was saying that's not the machlekes here, it's a special machlekes only by payah, you can't learn now from other places. Then the Mishnah says, a chum said back that it's a schus for an eved to go out free, it's something good for him. Why? Because anyway, if the master wanted to stop feeding him, the master has a right not to feed him. So what does he lose him by going out free? So Gemara says, L'chura shamat mino, we should have a proof from our Mishnah, that yochol harav loimer, the master has a right to say, le'evet, to his evet kenani, asei mi v'en izonach, I want you to work for me, I bought you, you belong to me, you have to work for me, but I don't want to feed you. The master has a right to say that. That's chur, that's what the Chum say in our Mishnah. That when the master gives his Eved shichrur, the Eved is not losing out anything. Because it wasn't for sure that the master had to support him, had to give him the food. So you see, the master has the right to say, work and I won't support you. And that's the big Kiddush. The chur, you can't do like that. If he's your Eved Kanani, you still have to give him food to eat. So Mar says, no, there's no proof in our Mishnah. I tell you, hocha b'mayaskinon, you know what the Mishnah is talking about. Hocha b'mayaskinon, the omalei. Where the master told his Eved, Tzei Maisa Yodecha, take your work, Maisa Yodecha means the work of your hands, take the work of your hands, Limzoy Nasecha, keep it for your food. In other words, I can't stop tell you to work for me, give me all the pay, and I don't feed you. That, no. Of course I have to feed you. But if I don't want to feed you, I have a right to say, take your paycheck like and buy your own food. That you could do. So Gemara says, if so, the kavosa the same way you want to tell me Gabi Isha. That when the Mishnah says by an Isha, husband has no right to say, I won't support you, it's talking about the same case. The Omolo that the husband told his wife, see Maisi Yadechol M'Zayna Secho. Take the paycheck that you make and keep it for your food. In other words, I'm not going to feed you, but you're going to have money because you're working. Take your paycheck and keep it for yourself. So is that true? Fred the Gemara, if so, Isha, my loy? Isha, why can't the husband do that? The husband's allowed to do that also. The husband can't stop tell his wife, I won't support you and give me a paycheck. But if the husband tells his wife, listen, the paycheck that you make, keep it and support yourself, he has a right to say that. So why does our Mishnah say an Isha, the husband cannot do it? Only by an Eved. So Marcel like this, I tell you we're talking about Isha, but loy safka. We're talking about a case, even if the husband told his wife, keep your paycheck and support yourself, we're talking about where her paycheck does not support her. She does not make enough money, but loy safka, she does not make enough money to support herself. So therefore, the husband has to give her the rest of the money. So Gemara asks, if so, ever nami, but the loy safik. Ever could also be talking about the same case, where the Eved is not making enough money. So then how come the master does not have to feed him? Why doesn't the master have to feed his Eved then? So my answer is, Avdo de Nahum Karse, Le Shav Yilamor Lamosa, Lamaimis Boy. There is Avdo, an Eved Kanani you have. The Naham Karse, the bread that goes into his stomach. Le Shav Yay, if he can't make enough money for his work that he does not even pay for his own food he eats, if so, Lamor and Lamar, Salamimus Boy, what is the master holding on to such an effort for? What do you gain by him? You're a losing deal here. You have to pay more money to support him, to feed him, than he's working for you. So obviously, we're talking about the Ramad and Eved, you do not have to give him more money. In other words, more than he makes. That's a smart shooter. You do not have to feed him more than he works. If he only makes $10 worth, you do not have to give him more than $10 worth of food. But maybe that's what you do have to. If so, from our Mishnah again, there's no proof. It could be our Mishnah's talking about where the master does have to feed him. But we're talking about the delay safka, that the master told his Eved, listen, you work and keep the money for yourself, but he does not make enough money to support himself. So in such a case, Allah is the other, the master does not have to give him more. If so, when the master frees him now, when you free your Eved, he's not losing out anything. Because it's never the pshat like a wife that she gains. The wife gains on the deal because her own support is not enough. She can't make enough money to support herself. In such a case, the husband has to give her more money. So now when she gets a get, she's losing out. She doesn't get that extra money. But by an Eved, we never have this case. An Eved never gets more support than he makes. So now when the Adon, the master, frees him, very good. I'm free. I'm not going to work for you. I'll work for myself. Now the money you make, you'll be happy with it. There's no loss, you're not losing out anything. Because you never receive from your master more than the work that you make, than your own paycheck. So therefore, for an Eved to go out free, it's a complete schus. He's stopping work, he's not an Eved anymore. Therefore, the Chum say it's a schus for an Eved to go out free. But we do not have any proof if a master has a right to tell his Eved Kanani, work for me and I will not support you. We don't have any proof. This Gemara says, Toshima, come let me bring you another proof maybe. Toshima. The halacha like this, Eved Shegola Liyora Miklat. You had an Eved Kanani that killed another Jew, Bishoygeg, by mistake. So the halacha is, he has to go to Liyora Miklat. So the halacha is, Ein Rabbi Chayav Lezoynoi, that the master does not have to send along food to support his Eved in Liyora Miklat. For Liyora, not only that, Eved Kanani, I just said. An Eved Kanani we're talking about. For Liyora, not only this, El Shemai Seyodav LaRabbi, that the paycheck that the Eved is going to do work there in that city goes back to the master. So if so, it says clearly here, the master does not have to support him, and plus he gets his paycheck. So Shema Min of Meir, it's a proof that Yochol Arav Loima, the master has a right to say Eved to his Eved Kanani, I say me, I want you to work for me, V'yeni Zonach, and I won't support you. Because that's the case now, that the Eved went to Yorim Miklut, so his paycheck goes back to his master, and the master does not have to feed him. Oh, we'll have to go around collecting tzedakah, Rashi says. We'll have to go around on the psachim. We'll have to go around begging for money. So Gemara says, no. What we're talking about over here, to Yom Aloy, the master told the Eved, say, Maisi Yedechlam Zoynasecha. Where the master told the Eved, keep your paycheck for your food. That's what we're talking about. If so, Yochiv, if that's the case, Maisi Yodav, then the paycheck that the Eved makes, Amayla Rabboi, what does it say? It goes back to the master. It should go to the Eved to keep for his food. The master is not feeding him now. And you're telling me now the only way that works is if the master tells him, keep your own paycheck for the food. So why does the Eved have to give the paycheck back to the master? So Gemara answers, Lahadofa. In a case where the Eved, like a normal case, makes much more than he needs for food. So true, the $10 that he needs for food, he keeps. But the rest of the money that he makes, he has to give back to his master. All right, turn over.